start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic. Hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
Yeah, it'll definitely be an adjustment for everybody, for those guys coming back, not having played in some time, Booch obviously longer than Aaron, and, for the guys that have been starting, Biz and Mario to go back to coming off the bench, will be a different adjustment too.
Excited to be back. I was excited to see my jersey hanging there. It's fun. I mean, it's been a long time looking out there. I'm looking forward to going out there and competing with my teammates. Just be out there, I'm playing is the best part of what we do. So I'm glad to be back.
It's just incredibly excited. It's just a great game. Having Booch back, that's big for us. It's going to be different not playing with EP. Yeah. But DJ's going to step up. He's going to do a great job. And we're going to come out with a win.
And with that, we welcome you to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli here with you on this Thursday night as the Orlando Magic get set to host the New York Knicks as we kick off the unofficial second half of the season. I hate that term. There's 25 games left in the year. You have 82 in the season. There's 25 left. So we are well past the halfway point. But we've had an eight-day layoff, and it is time to get back to work. The Magic hosting the New York Knicks here tonight, 6:30 on Fox Sports Florida, 6:30 on the Magic Radio Network. You just heard from Frank Vogel, the Magic head coach. You just heard from Nick Vucevic and Aaron Gordon. Lots to get into here tonight on the program. We got some reinforcements on the way. The good news for Magic fans, the final 25 is you're going to start getting guys back. You're going to start getting pieces, and we can see how this all fits together. We're going to talk about a new addition to the Magic Hall of Fame coming up as well. Tonight's game, what the last 25 games hold moving forward, an update on Jonathan Isaac, and much, much more to get into here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. We want to hear from you, though, folks. If you're a Magic fan, and you're driving to the game here tonight, or you're getting ready to watch it tonight on Fox Sports Florida, listen on the radio, or just kind of check in and out, whatever, try to get the temperature of this team the last 2 months of the season. What do you want to see? The last 25 games of the season, Orlando comes in tonight 18-39. No one has fewer wins than the Orlando Magic. They are in a six-team tie for 18 wins, tied with Atlanta, Phoenix, Sacramento, Memphis, and Dallas. All of them have 18 wins. One team has 19, the Brooklyn Nets. One team has 20 in the Chicago Bulls. Then you get to two teams with 23, the Lakers and the Knicks, and one team with 24 in the Charlotte Hornets. Then a team with 28, 10 wins more than the Magic, probably not going to get to them. So there's a cluster of teams right there that are trying to finish out the string these last 25 games. The Magic are in an interesting position because they're getting healthy. Guys are coming back. We're going to get this full roster here at some point, hopefully soon, within a couple of weeks. Again, we get Nick Vucevic, we get Aaron Gordon back here tonight. But we want to hear from you. 407-447-2145. 407-447-2145. And Aaron Berlin, I'm going to bring you in here because I'm going to make a lot of people mad, I think, because there's 25 games left. I want this team to go 20-5.
Oh, you're going to make a lot of people angry, Dante, because there's people on the opposite side of the spectrum that are like, I want to see 25 L's.
I know. That's exactly right. And I think that's the majority. I think most people want to see as many L's as possible. I want to see, they're not going to win 20 games. I think we all know that.
No, but how fun would that be, though?
Won 18 in the first 60. You're probably not going to win 20 in the last 25. But yes, exactly. Wouldn't that be fun? And this team, to me, Aaron, needs to get healthy, needs to get bodies back, needs to get Jonathan Isaac on the floor. They got to get him some experience. Hopefully 20-plus games for him. Practice today in Lakeland. We'll play for the Lakeland Magic tomorrow. And then beyond that, we don't know. We don't know when he'll join the Magic. Don't know if he'll play a couple games down in the G League. But I want this team to build some chemistry, build some momentum, have fun, and get this city excited again about Magic basketball going into the offseason. 407-447-2145. What do you want to see happen the final 25?
And Dante, you hit on it right there, because the thing that I want to see, I just want to see Jonathan Isaac play. I want to see him out on the court, get some experience, get some reps. I don't care how many minutes he gets, but he needs to get minutes this season because he's missed 41 games. He's missed too much of his rookie season. And you don't want to have to see him carry that over into his sophomore season. You know, you want him to get a little bit of a run where he gets comfortable.
No, it's critical. It's critical. We saw it with Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon missed half of his rookie season with the foot injury. He had a broken bone in his foot, and quite frankly, that set him back. It took him much of his second year to kind of get any sort of comfort level, and really, we haven't seen him play the Aaron Gordon he's capable of until this season, his kind of breakout year, and he's dealt with injuries this year. Again, Aaron Gordon will be back in the lineup. He'll be back in the starting lineup here tonight. He's missed the last nine games with a strained left hip flexor. He's missed 18 games this year, so this will be game number 40 on the season for Aaron Gordon. He'll be back in the starting lineup. Nick Vucevic is back as well. He's missed the last 23 games due to a broken bone in his left hand, so that is the good news. The Magic are starting to get guys back. We'll have a closer look at the starting lineup in the next segment, but it's going to be DJ Augustine, Evan Fournier, Jonathan Simmons, Aaron Gordon, and Nick Vucevic. And everybody talks about draft position, and you want to put yourself in the best, but this draft and all these players that are coming out of this draft, I think you have just as good a chance to get a guy that's going to have an impact on your club at 7 or 8, maybe even later, than you will at 1. I really believe that. I mean, you look at the way the last few drafts have gone, and, you know, did a team need to tank to get Anthony Bennett? You know, you just don't know. You don't know where this draft is going to go.
And Dante, the better thing is, you know, Donovan Mitchell went, what, 13? You can find an all-star level player later in the draft. It doesn't have to be in the top 5.
That's the thing, and we've mentioned it many times on this show. There have been just as many All-Stars picked with the 10th selection as there have with the first selection in the last 21 years. So I think it's very important to get this team, building some consistency, having some fun, get some camaraderie going again here, and just get this thing going in the other direction, because this team's not headed to the postseason. We know they would have to go, what, 23-2 to get back to 500, or 22-3. Exactly, 23-2 to get back to 500. But you know, have some fun, put together a few win streaks, put some pressure on some teams that are battling for something, that do want to make the postseason and have a lot to play for, and consider that your playoff experience. I think they really need to come together these last 25 games, put everything on the side, and just make some noise as much as possible here the last 25 games. And I know that's going to upset people. It's hard for me as a fan to understand why I would want my team to lose and just win 5 of the last 25 games, but I really hope they catch lightning in a bottle and are able to finish with some kind of flurry.
And Dante, here's one more thing that I want to see. I want to make sure that Nick Vucevic, Aaron Gordon, and Terrence Ross are all healthy heading into the offseason, because those are three guys that, regardless of where they are, contract status, and regardless of what some people might think of them, they're three cornerstone players that this franchise has right now that they're committed to, and you want to make sure that heading into the summer that those guys are all right, they can have a good summer, they can get their full work in, and then it sets the table for next year.
No, you're right, and you've got a bunch of teams. I just mentioned there's 6 teams right there with 18 wins. If I'm a free agent this year and I'm trying to decide this summer where I'm going to go, and I have to pick between those current teams right now with 18 wins, if Orlando can get on a roll, I just think all of that looks much more appealing. You're thinking about prospective free agents. Yeah, I know the draft is a big part of it, but the draft is a piece of it. The draft is a piece of this. And if you think there's a marquee franchise-changing player in this draft, then you don't know that right now. You got to wait to see. We don't know what kind of players these are, and they're still many years away from contributing at an elite level in this league. So I think, bottom line is, Aaron, you're going to get a marquee player, I think, in this draft 1 through 7 or 8. I think this draft is that deep. You're going to have an impact player. It's up to you to find the right guy. And I don't think this organization and this front office is afraid of that. I think they embrace that. I think they've done their research. I think they have a good feel for the players in this draft, and they'll know where to go. But I just think for everyone in this, it's been 6 years of this. Everyone in this town, I think, is excited about the possibility of building some momentum, getting that chemistry together, getting the experience for Jonathan Isaac. You have some decisions to make. What's Aaron Gordon's situation going to look like this summer? You have some guys whose deals are up at the end of this year. These are 25 important games for Mario Hezonja. You're not going to see Mario Hezonja tank. You're not going to see Aaron Gordon tank. These guys have something to prove. They want to finish with a good taste in their mouth. And I think it can only benefit this club if they can string together. Now, at 25, can they go 14-13? Can they go that? So that gives you, what, 32 wins on the entire season. You had 29 last year. It gives you 32 this year. So there is an improvement from last year, but I just think there's too many factors that can help this team and prospective free agents looking at Orlando if this team can build some momentum and get some wins heading into the offseason.
And Dante, here's the big thing you forgot to mention. John Hammond and Jeff Weltman, they have a track record of finding guys later
no
in the
question.
Draft. They don't have to be at the top to find a guy. Giannis wasn't a guy at the top. You know, that was a guy that they picked out and identified on their own. And I have no doubt in my mind that they can do it in the middle of the lottery and don't have to be at the top of the lottery.
No, and that's the thing. And teams didn't lose on purpose to get Klay Thompson. They didn't lose on purpose to get Giannis. They didn't lose and try to get Rudy Gobert or C.J. McCollum. These weren't the guys that they were trying to grab. These are late round. Some of those guys are just out of the lottery. Rudy Gobert, look what he means defensively to the Utah Jazz. Now just on an absolute roll since he came back, 11 straight wins. Just incredible. So there are guys to be found. Draymond Green, all these second rounders that are out there now. So there's some work to do, and I just think it behooves this group, and that's what I want to see. I want to see this team finish above 500. I'd love to see them win 20 games. I don't think it's realistic, but get everybody back, get everybody healthy, and try to go 14-11 or 13-12 here the final 25 games of the season, and get feeling good, have some fun like Evan said this morning, and just get this thing going in the right direction, going into the offseason. Again, if you're just joining us, Nick Vucevic will be back. He's missed the last 23 games due to a broken bone in his left hand. He'll be back and in that starting lineup tonight for Frank Vogel. Aaron Gordon also returning. He's missed the last 9 games with a strained left hip flexor. He'll be back and in that starting lineup for Frank Vogel. Don't know what the minutes are going to look like, minute restrictions, but those guys are back. We will have an update on Jonathan Isaac when we return, and also a new addition to the Magic Hall of Fame. We'll touch on that. We'll also give you our starting five and our Magic matchup for this one here tonight. Orlando hosting the New York Knicks. Hit the air at 6:30 on Fox Sports 4 to 6:30 on the Magic Radio Network. We'll be back with more Magic Drive Time here on 96.9 The Game in a moment.
Unlike other jewelry stores, at International Diamond Center, nobody's paid on commission.
We don't believe in the commission structure.
That's IDC owner Keith LeClaire.
I don't want my people to look at you when you walk in the door and they see a dollar sign and how much am I going to get this person for? I don't want my customers to be gotten. I want my customers to be protected.
International Diamond Center, where transparency and honesty come first.
I want you to make sure you're getting what you paid for.
International Diamond Center.
The best quality diamond for the best price, period.
Exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Deflected. Magic have another one. 15th turnover for Toronto.
Oh, lays it off the backboard and dunks it down. He shoveled it up top. All of the All-Star game. It bounced off the glass. He caught it and rammed it home.
That's it. That's what we came to see, T-Mac. Give us a little sub-sump.
And he's got them on their feet now. They may not sit down the rest of the night.
Oh, I love that. That is the call of Dennis Newman and Jeff Turner, who was then the radio analyst. Now, of course, does the games with David Steele on Fox Sports Florida. Tracy McGrady, it was announced today that he'll be joining the Orlando Magic Hall of Fame. Of course, 2017, he was inducted into the Naismith Hall of Fame. So the Magic adding another player there with that honor. But he will be the 7th inductee into the Magic Hall of Fame. He has a career average of 28 points per game. That is in his 4 years in Orlando from 2000 to 2004. That is still the highest average for any Magic player to ever come through here. 2-time all first team NBA, 4-time All-Star here in Orlando, 2-time scoring champion. So well deserved, and great to have Tracy McGrady inducted into the Magic Hall of Fame. He will be the 7th member inducted. Last year it was Jimmy Hewitt. Of course, Nick Anderson was in there before. Shaq, Penny are in there. So I love this. I really love this. I think it's a terrific thing that we have here in Central Florida. And obviously, if you're going to have a Hall of Fame, Tracy McGrady has to be in it. If you're in the Naismith Hall of Fame, I think you have to be in the Magic Hall of Fame if you spend time here. So I think that's terrific. And we look forward, Aaron, to having Tracy McGrady on that show March 20th when he is inducted into the Magic Hall of Fame.
I was going to say, how exciting. Dante, you know, when I go back and I pull those old highlights, I'm like, man, Dennis Newman is still as good then as he is now. Just to preface that. But yeah, talking to T-Mac, we had him on last year. I'm excited to hear what he's up to again and just kind of everything that he's been had going on. He's been such a good ambassador for this organization, too.
Yeah, he sure has. He sure has. The Magic making a move during the All-Star break. They had Rashad Vaughn in his third season. He was a free agent. He was available. He had been waived by the Brooklyn Nets. He's played 23 games this year, 22 with Milwaukee, one with the Brooklyn Nets. He was traded there, then traded to New Orleans and waived there by the Pelicans. In his 3 years in the NBA, 3 points a game. Not good percentages, 33% from the floor, 31% from three, but he's a 6'6 shooting guard. He's got size. He'll wear number 20 for the Orlando Magic, and he will be available for Frank Vogel and the Magic here today. This is a guy that was drafted by John Hammond with the 17th overall pick in the first round back in 2015. So we'll see. Taking a flyer, that's what you do. Sign to a 10-day contract, and we'll see. We'll see if he gets some action in a couple of games, and he'll be at it here. So it's a time of year here, the last quarter of the season, where you can experiment and take some flyers on some guys. Update on Jonathan Isaac. He practiced today with the Lakeland Magic. He's been practicing in limited capacity with the Orlando Magic here the last couple of weeks. Practices full on with the Lakeland Magic. He will play tomorrow for the Lakeland Magic, so you need to go. If you have a chance tomorrow night to head on down to Lakeland, and you've been interested in seeing the Lakeland Magic play, I encourage you to go do that. That'll be a fun atmosphere down there in Lakeland. Always is anyway at the RP Funding Center. So go check it out. See Jonathan Isaac in action. Beyond that, we don't know. Lakeland plays again on Saturday. We don't know if he'll join them on Saturday. We don't know if he'll join the big club on Monday in OKC. We don't know if it'll be when we come back from that trip. But Jonathan Isaac will be joining the club here soon, I would imagine. Nick Vucevic back tonight. Aaron Gordon back tonight. They're in that starting lineup. And we imagine we'll get Terrence Ross here back at some point, who we talked to recently, and he's hoping to get back here in the next week or so, week or two as well. So that's your injury report as we come back, get ready for this one here tonight. So we'll get those guys back and healthy, and then see what happens here the last 25 games of the season going into the offseason. So Aaron, we were talking off the break. So you mentioned before we close out, right, and get into the Magic matchup here. Olympic medal situation here. We had a huge upset, and David Steele and Jeff Turner have been largely intrigued by this curling situation, yep. Right? Watching this on the Olympics, we've been watching it on NBC, and we feel that if we spent one full weekend head on, we would be Olympic athletes in curling. I know that's wrong, but it feels like that, right?
But here's the thing, Dante. I don't know where you could even practice curling at.
Well, I think I do. I think from what I heard, the RDV Sportsplex, I could be mistaken on this, but I think the RDV Sportsplex offers learn to curl lessons. You can learn to curl at the RDV Sportsplex. I'm going to find this out for sure. I don't know 100%, but I'm going to find this out and see if I can't get some more information. But if that is true, I'm doing it.
If that is true,
I am doing it. I am going down there and I am participating. I am learning, and I'm going to find out once and for all if this is as difficult as we think. Because I think that with the United States beating Canada in curling and now has a chance to win a gold medal, I think that's the second biggest upset since the Miracle on Ice back in 1980.
here's the thing, Dante.
When we go to Canada in April and play the Toronto Raptors, curling will be on TV. And not just one station, it'll be on multiple stations there in Toronto. It is an enormous deal up there. And I think that so it means a lot to them. So that's why I think that's such a big upset.
And here's the thing, Dante. When we become Olympic athletes, will the Magic just give us like a two-week respite where we can go and participate in the Olympics every four years?
Absolutely. I think they will. I think we'll be Olympic athletes. I think they'll be more than happy.
We'll just bring home that gold and make it Magic blue.
That's right. But I'm getting a thumbs up from our engineer, Mike Spry, that they do have lessons available. Do we know when the lessons are available? Is this every day? We'll get some more information.
Sam is already on his way up there to check on it for us.
Yeah, we're going to do this, by the way. And if anybody wants to, by the way, you can join us. We'll put a team together. We'll be really diligent about it. We'll spend an entire weekend, and I think we can pick it up. I really think I'd be good at sliding that stone down there.
Sam would be a great sweeper.
Yeah, there's no question.
That's by far his skill set.
Well, getting back to tonight's contest, the Magic hosting the New York Knicks, 25 games remaining in the season. And again, getting good news. Nick Vucevic is back. He's in that starting lineup. Aaron Gordon is back in that starting lineup. Hopefully we add Jonathan Isaac here soon. New member Rashad Vaughn will be in uniform number 20 for the Orlando Magic here tonight. So we will see. And just to finish what we touched on in the first segment, these are 25 big games. These are 25 big games, not in the standings, not so much for this Magic club trying to get a postseason run. I think we're all beyond that. Obviously, it means a lot when it comes to the draft. These last few games play as far as positioning, but I think the Magic need to put themselves in a position to play some meaningful games, as meaningful as they can. Teams that have a lot to play for here down the stretch, maybe the Magic can play the role of spoiler. They need some sort of feel of meaningful games here down the stretch run, and I think they might have a chance to do that, and hopefully they can pull that off and just make this exciting, get some fun back here the final 25 games, because Mario Hezonja has a lot to prove as he goes into free agency, be it with the Orlando Magic or another team. Aaron Gordon is a free agent at the end of the year. Who knows what becomes of Mo Spates and Aaron Aflalo if they have an opportunity to come back here or to latch on with another team. Jonathan Simmons wants to finish strong. Guys that were injured want to finish strong. And Jonathan Isaac wants to build as much momentum and gain as much experience as he can going into the offseason. So we'll see if we can pull that off. Tonight, the Orlando Magic will host the New York Knicks, and we got it official. Mike Spry, how about that? OrlandoCurlingClub.com. I'm in. I'm all in on this. I'm infatuated. I'm going to bring Jeff Turner and David Steele down to the RDV Sportsplex. I'll let you know when, and we're going to sign up for one of these curling lessons. March 3rd, March 10th, March 24th, or March 31st. You can go to OrlandoCurlingClub.com at the RDV Sportsplex. I am excited about that. Congrats to the U.S. On their big win. Magic hosting the New York Knicks, 6:30 on Fox Sports Florida, 6:30 on the Magic Radio Network. Have a great night, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow right here at 5:30 on 96.9 The Game.
Fill the Amway Center for Blackout Friday on March 16th when your Orlando Magic hosts the Boston Celtics.
Throws it back up top. That's Spates. That's three. That's good.
Wear black to support the Magic, who will be wearing their popular black jerseys. Plus, arrive early for our Fan Fest on Church Street to enjoy music and activities. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Head to OrlandoMagic.com for tickets to see the Magic play the Celtics on Friday, March 16th. Big games are pure magic.